We're lucky enough at the moment to be joined by a lovely Monday Daily producer, Oscar, for another instalment of Good News Mondays. Oscar, how's it going?
It's good to be here, mate. I'm keen to kind of put some good vibes out there, put some good news into the vibe, yeah.
Yeah, some smiles on our dials. What's been getting you up for the last couple of days? Or anything been getting you down for the last couple of days, for the last week since we've seen one another?
Nothing much, man. I mean, just uni, as bad as that sounds, having to go in every day. But I'm on break now. I've got a week off, so.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's all looking up. I've got a week to just take it easy and do nothing. How about you?
Yeah, pretty good, thanks. I've been cruising. Do you know what I mean? It's I'm still recovering from I didn't want to bring it up, but I will be totally
not
honest.
Again. We're not going to get another little.
Totally rocked me. I haven't done karaoke in months, and anyway, it's tough stuff. I tried to convince a couple of friends to do it on Friday night when I was out for a couple of red cordials. But
well, I'll stop you there, mate.
All right.
I've got just the remedy. I don't know about you, but I think like your local pub. Live in regional New South Wales, it's what you need. It brings the community together, it brings people. You want to have a bit of a yarn over a beer. It's just, I think it's essential to any community. And in the town of Morven, in southeast Victoria, their local pub actually burnt down in 2016. So it was quite a tragedy.
Oh, boy.
But the community binded together. Eight families came together and they literally rebuilt this pub. A few of them were electricians, there was a construction site one of the people worked for, and they just all came together and did it for the pub, did it for the drink.
Rebuilt the pub.
Yeah, they rebuilt the pub.
It's like that, you know that episode of The Simpsons where Flanders, you know, when they rebuilt, I don't know, did you watch The Simpsons?
Yeah, no, I love The Simpsons. I'm trying, yeah, which episode
you know
was
the
that
one where Flanders freaks out a little bit and then he goes away and then they rebuild his home, but they built it really, really poorly and then he freaks out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he, like, I don't know, absolutely rinses everyone in the town. And then, anyway,
it's a
great episode. But they've done
classic,
the same for the pub. Hopefully it's structurally sound.
Brings people back together, especially now when, I mean, you want to, you want to sit down, you want to see your neighbour and you're going to have a bev.
Especially in Victoria, geez.
Yeah. more good news this time coming from Indigo Valley, where residents have been receiving biscuits. They don't know where they're coming from, but these nice little treats have been planted in their mailboxes. I don't know how to feel about it. I think it's a nice gesture, but I don't know how I'd feel if I just received a random treat.
What, there's just some biscuit vigilante out there just placing
the masked, the masked baker. who knows who he is. But, so that's been getting their spirits up. It's a nice little community thing.
Yeah, that is good. What's your favourite biscuit? I actually had this conversation similar to trying to convince my mates to go to karaoke on Friday.
Oh, man, favourite biscuit? Hobnobs.
Hobnobs?
Have you ever had one?
I don't know. No, I don't even know.
They're kind of like my dad's Irish, and it's like an Irish biscuit. It's like a classic, like, milk biscuit combination.
Ah,
yeah.
Right.
Man, don't diss it till you try it.
Yeah,
like,
I can't believe. I might have had one growing up or something. Like,
maybe,
my grandparents, like, side of my grandparents and stuff. Some Irish ancestry there. Well, and
what's yours,
stuff.
Man? What's your go-to? Sunday evening, you sit down, cup of tea.
I love a Monty.
A Monty?
Just a choc Monty. Yeah, simple, but effective. My mate, Mid the other day when we were chatting about it, iced Vovo, she said.
Iced Vovo? Is it bad? I don't know what that is. Is that
they're
part
the
of,
ones
like, the
with
collection?
The coconut and the pink icing and then the, like, the jam in the middle. They're awful.
Oh.
They're awful.
Are those one of those biscuits that people kind of just leave in the mixed variety? It's just like kind of left over and
I
no
think
one's
they're
really
ones
touching.
Where like 8 year olds love them, but no adult should be eating iced Vovos.
Oh no. Anyway, we're on to our last piece of good news here, and this is an insane story. I think he sent it through to me.
I should just say, any listeners out there that are offended, they are the opinions on Ice Vovos are those of me and not 2SER as a general.
If you like Ice Vovos, tune out. No, I'm just, just kidding.
All right, let's hear it.
So this is insane. Nathan, like a local homeless man in Circular Quay, I think like any guy, man's best friend was his dog.
Mm-hmm.
He found the dog in a dumpster in Surry Hills. About, I think it was a few years ago, and they automatically bonded.
Yep.
He was on the streets, and I think when you're on the streets, you need that companionship, and you know, they've been through a lot together. He took care of the dog.
Yeah, essentially adopted.
Yeah, and then unfortunately, it got stolen. He was in the bathroom, he came out, and the dog had disappeared. So he made a post, it went viral. It got picked up online. I think it got shared 1,000 times.
Nice.
Local pet detective on the case. 4 days later, the dog had been found. But this is where it gets really interesting.
A local pet detective.
Yeah.
Like Ace Ventura.
Yeah. Interesting job that would be. But yeah, so they found the dog and they brought it to the vet in Sydney University, RPA Hospital. Mm-hmm. And it turned out the dog had actually been stolen. No, the dog had original owners. And for whatever reason, when Nathan handed it in, when he initially found it, it hadn't been picked up. There wasn't like a missing dog chip.
Right.
And its real name was Dee Dee. And the owners had been looking for it for about 6 months. And they came, they found the dog. And it was obviously quite heartbreaking because Nathan had established this bond with the dog.
Yeah.
Felt like it was his dog almost. But the owners gave him the opportunity to say goodbye. And the public, I don't know, I think the public felt like Nathan, he's had a hard time here. His dog was stolen. He found it, but only to find out
it's
someone else's dog. So they started a GoFundMe, and the response has been amazing. $5,000 has been raised, and a lot of it's also just to help him get off the streets and kind of give him a bit of a break. Yeah.
For sure. That is a lovely story, you know what I mean? Slightly heartbreaking, the fact that he didn't get to keep DD, but do you know what I mean? Does have
bit
to
of
go.
A silver lining, I guess.
Bit of a silver lining, yeah. You know, and hopefully maybe their friendship can continue on and he can catch up with Dee Dee on a somewhat periodic basis.
Every now and then. Are you a dog or a cat person, Jared?
I've never really had either, if I'm totally honest. My sister and her boyfriend bought a dog about 3 months ago, little Murphy, and he melts my heart, I should say, and I'm totally infatuated by him. And
you got to get one, man. Yeah, I'm a cat person myself.
You're a cat guy.
Yeah, I'm a cat guy. And I feel like when you tell people that, they kind of look at you like, yeah, you're a cat guy.
I don't know. Cats are underrated, I think. My mate Joel is a cat guy. He's got a dog, but he's a cat guy. He loves his cat.
Yeah.
Now that I think of it, you do have cat guy energies. I don't mean that. That's not a bad thing. I'm not having
I'm
a crack.
I'm pretty insulted
just
that. Cat guy, yeah.
How many cats you got?
Just the one, Dali.
Dali.
But you got to earn her affection.
Beautiful stuff. Yeah. Well, Dali, if you're listening, this is another one off our feature album for the week. This is Tricky with Running Off. Thanks for joining us, Oscar. Good times.